The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is always on the lookout for innovative ways to create demand for the state's catch. Sometimes that includes sending salmon to influencers on Instagram. Other times, strategizing how to get more of the product into the global market. Jeremy Woodrow, a director at the organization, says that's what they've always done.
But the urgency is probably greater than it has been in recent years.
That's because some types of fish caught in Alaska could be 25% more expensive when the product is sent to the markets in China, a country that buys about a quarter of the state's seafood. Earlier this week, China's finance ministry announced it would be increasing tariffs, a move prompted by President Donald Trump's latest wave of tariffs imposed on Chinese goods. The tariff increase cuts both ways. Processed seafood that's exported back to the U.S. could be subject to a 25% tariff imposed on China. In other words, American consumers could also pay more for their U.S.-caught fish sticks. Woodrow says that's created some uncertainty for Alaska's seafood industry.
When a product is now subject to increased tariffs, that makes that product more expensive to consumers.
And those consumers might just go for a cheaper alternative to Alaska's wild-caught fish. But Woodrow says the industry is already thinking about some workarounds. Right now, Alaska seafood is processed and sold in China. That's where the tariffs stack up. But having the fish processed in Poland could be another way to avoid that. So Woodrow doesn't think it's all doom and gloom.
There is reason to be concerned. However, I don't think the sky is falling yet.
But the situation is very different for Eric Nichols at Alcan Forest Products in Ketchikan.
You know, we don't have many options to put that log in another marketplace. And so we're very dependent upon what happens with that Chinese market.
Nichols will be on the hook for a 20% tariff for spruce trees shipped to his biggest customer, China. His company sends mostly barges of young growth trees harvested from southeast Alaska to the country. And he says that's the problem. He doesn't have enough high-value product to help ride out the volatility.
When we don't have the access to old growth anymore, then we don't have those diversity of markets. So if we have one interruption like these tariffs, then it puts you in a situation where you've got to decide whether you're going to be able to stay in business or not.
And that's a big concern among Southeast Alaska's small, struggling timber industry. A few efforts underway could result in more old-growth trees being sold in the region. But in the meantime, Nichols is trying to get by now, and he says this trade dispute is making it harder. Still, he's not ready to stop his operations just yet.
You want me to lay off everybody? You know, I have bank payments, I have equipment payments, I have a number of employees that count on us for a very regular paycheck.
The tariff increase on U.S. exports could take effect June 1st if a deal between the White House and China isn't reached. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.